All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is State Representative David Bowen, who's a candidate for the Lieutenant Governor. You know, as time is moving swiftly, probably for you, the election is this fall, right?
The election and the primary, August 9th. Tuesday, August 9th. And then the general is November 3rd.
Wow. That is a short window. And you got in the race kind of late compared to, you know. I think there are several others who had announced long before you. Before you made the decision.
A couple. I was the second person to get in.
Oh, you were the second person that got in.
I'll call it third.
Yeah.
And one of the candidates isn't in anymore. So we're down to three candidates. And we got 104 days till the primary. So we're going to grind.
So what's the process, man? You got 104 days.
Mm-hmm.
You got a whole state.
Yeah.
You have name recognition because, you know, as a state legislator. And again, as you stated, chairman. Vice chairman of the State Democratic Party, you've been able to travel the state. What is the process? You got finances all in order? I mean,
yeah, we're raising dollars and need to raise more. So we'll be in touch with folks, and they can always support us as well.
So what's the campaign? And if people wanted to donate, and how did he do that?
Absolutely. Find us as well on Facebook, as well as it'll connect to our Act Blue and all those connections. So we're just thankful that so many people believe in us. As you said, my history goes in this state pretty deep. My name recognition just doesn't come because I got a nice beard, because I do. But it comes because we've been on the front lines. You know, we've been advocating for in really tough issues for the things that Wisconsinites need, and we've been doing that for quite some time.
You know, man, you had to give up your seat. Did you have to give up your seat?
I do, and that's what makes this race so much more significant. The fact that I consciously am making the decision not to be comfortable this election cycle. And it comes down to me allowing God to do some new things in this time. My mother, God rest her soul, made her transition about 3 weeks ago, and she has instilled some values in me that has not led me to make decisions out of fear, but to lean on my faith. And I look forward to the possibilities, some that I can't see. I might be walking on water at this point, and I don't know if I can stay afloat. And I can't see every step that I can take right now, but I'm excited for this journey.
Well, you know, people can't succeed in life without taking chances. You know, you don't take any chances. For the most part, you don't succeed in life. It's always going to be a risk involved in that. You know, you as a young man have been politically engaged for now, as you stated, since a very young man. What does David Bowen do if unfortunately you're on the short end of the stick? Do you move away from politics, or are you willing to move on with your life?
And that's why it's important.
And what would that look like?
Yeah, that's why it's important as well to highlight that there are some folks right now, even on our side, that are so pessimistic about the possibilities of this election cycle that they're just bowing out altogether. They're just like, they're going to win it all. There's nothing we can do. Listen, I don't have that mindset. Right. I've been in this position before with my back against the wall. And ultimately, it's about doing the work. There's still a path to victory. So I would urge folks, bowenforwisconsin.com, all spelled out, BOWENFOR, Wisconsin.com, to join us in this fight. But if you're scared, that's cool. Leave it to us. put it on our backs, and we'll get it done. And people can donate to our efforts there. I'll also say that, you know, the future, you know, will look bright. And there will be some way for me to contribute to making change in a different capacity, maybe on the philanthropic end, maybe helping to elect other people. I can give a big shout out to, it's live now, Darren Madison, my mentee, who's running for the 10th Assembly District now, newly announced candidate, to be able to fill in for a district that needs leadership that I was able to provide, and even stronger and even more fierce and even creating more demand for the outcomes that people need in the newly designed 10th, which will include Milwaukee, Shorewood, and Glendale.
So you don't ever see yourself as not being politically engaged no matter what you're doing?
I do know that there is a pathway to make change in a number of different ways and areas. And I do consider politics one of the biggest influences to create systemic change. Then at the same time, you know, there's so many other ways to do it beyond that. So I'm just excited. I have no idea where I might end up after this. But I do know for sure that it will be exactly where God wants me to be.
You know, man, the fact that you are single, you know, don't have a family from the standpoint of a ball and chain. Oh, I'm sorry, a wife and children.
Don't got that.
Sorry, honey.
I'm telling.
You're correct. I don't have that.
It makes it possible because you can still reach for the moon.
That's right. That's right.
And so, listen, man, I've said it before. You've always been one of my favorite elected officials, and nothing changed in anything that you said or done. Respect you tremendously, the people, your sister, your family, all of that strong, strong community involvement, and you couldn't help but be who you are, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. My mom would have it no other way.
Yeah, the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah, yeah.
You can judge a tree by the fruit it bears and all those other analogies. But, man, it's wish you all the luck in the world. I'll have you back again. But it's when you threw your hat in the ringer, I was happy.
Appreciate
because,
that.
Because, you know, you could stay safe and you could have probably sat in that seat until you were, you know, a grizzled old man like me in the seat that you were in. But, you know, you get to a point where change is good. And you know, just to be playing it safe, there are people who have been state representatives for 30 years.
Yeah, yeah. God bless Holly Williams.
Yeah.
She was able to be in that seat for a significant amount of time. Yeah. I think about 30 years.
Yeah.
And was able to make a huge impact.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've been there 8 years in the assembly, and you know, you're already seeing the number of people that are transitioning.
Right.
Wisconsin doesn't have term limits, right? So right. you literally could run for election and continue to win. And we have a dynamic where usually incumbents do very well. But the dynamic changes when you are able to pivot and consider something else.
So that state representative, David Bowen, he's a candidate for the lieutenant governor of the state
appreciate
of Wisconsin.
You, Earl.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate it.
Bowen for Wisconsin.
Thank everybody who made the show
go.
I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Thank you, DJ.